Our guest at the cafe is the Vice President of the Alliance Bank in Sulphur Springs, Emily Glass. Good morning.
Good morning.
Emily, of course, also a former mayor of Sulphur Springs, and she comes around to talk to us about what's going on in Sulphur Springs on a regular basis. Well, last time we talked, there was a lot of turmoil having to do with the city manager and the city council and so on. That has kind of resolved itself, and I understand Mark Maxwell, the city manager, has a new contract.
He does. So at the just regularly scheduled city council meeting for January, the council had decided to offer him a five-year contract. So I think that that's going to kind of lend some consistency for Sulphur Springs, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And there have been some discussion about whether he would continue in that job a few weeks back.
Yes, it had kind of gone on for a few months as to what would happen with his position, his job, and with him specifically in that position. So this does solidify that he should be with us for the next 5 years.
Yeah, and he already has been there 20 years, I think.
20-plus years,
More than 20 years. That's just an extraordinary thing for a city manager.
A tenure, yes.
And then as a part of this, was it four city council people resigned?
Yes, so they all resigned. I think one had resigned prior, and then the other three ended up following suit and resigned shortly thereafter. So that opened up four seats, also left them without a quorum at that time. So one of the resigning members of council came to a meeting where they were able to appoint, under the guidance of the city's attorney, they only appointed one seat. So that seat then was able to be filled, and then they accepted the resignations.
I see.
At that time.
So how many people are on the city council as of now?
So we there are four members on council.
Four members.
Yes, including the mayor.
And normally you would have seven.
Normally you'd have seven, yes, for a traditional council in Sulphur Springs.
So you're,
but there is a quorum at least. So there are, the concern at the time was that we weren't going to be able to move forward with doing city business.
Yeah.
And, you know, they wanted, one of the things that the council had passed was that we were going to move forward with looking to build a new senior center and a lot of upgrades, just essentially an overhaul of Pacific Park, two major, major projects. But you essentially city business would have been halted. Mm-hmm. So this allows everything to continue moving forward as planned.
So now, am I correct that you have six seats up for election this year?
Six seats.
Six of the seven.
Six of the seven. And they'll be for different lengths of time. So varying until they kind of get on their normal election cycle at that time. But yes, for this upcoming election for city council, there will be six that will be up for grabs.
We're talking with Emily Glass, and Emily is vice president of the Alliance Bank in Sulphur Springs. We're talking about things going on in Sulphur Springs. So that's going to be interesting to see who signs up to run.
Yes, and they have a while still to sign up, so we should see some movement.
I think it's February 15th is what I read. So we'll be watching that very carefully. And do you have the sense that things have kind of settled down, or is it likely now to bubble up again with this election? And
I've attended the meetings since the resignations, and everything seems to be moving forward and going in a good direction.
Well, now, I was also looking at a story about the Sulphur Springs school board. They're interested in some solar farms.
Yes.
There have been two of them that have been proposed, and one of them, as I read it, has been approved. This is for Hopkins Energy in the Dyke area, and then there was another one for Solemio, that's it. And there was something that came up. There was some objection or some concern about that, and they sort of put that one on hold. But that's interesting that the solar farms are coming in to Hopkins County.
Oh, yes.
And they're seeking what sort of a tax abatement of some sort from the
school district? Yes, kind of a tax break. So they would still be paying taxes, from my understanding, but it would be at a lesser rate. So it would not be on the full value of the business.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, of course, there are two sides to every coin, but some of the citizens are concerned about the proximity to homes on for the south side potential solar farm use there. On the north side, you know, also there are environmental concerns that people have expressed, and so they did bring this to the school board, of course. But the school board, on the flip side, sees this as an additional way to increase funds and get some revenue as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it's interesting that there's environmental concerns because, of course, the solar is supposed to solve all of our or help our environmental situation. But I think we're going to be seeing more and more.
I agree. I really do. Yes.
But, so the school board still sort of sorting that out. But as I say, the Hopkins Energy one was approved and the Solemio one is still under consideration, I think. And we're almost out of time, but some events coming up in Sulphur Springs. The Main Street Theaters having their a fundraiser at St. Philip's Episcopal Church. This is 6 p.m. Saturday, January 25th. And the Hospital Foundation having an event the same evening.
Same night, yes. So yeah. January 25th is a very, very popular evening. But two really good different events and two really important aspects of our community. And so I'm excited for both of them. I wish I would physically be able to be at both. But I do think something that's really neat about the theater is that that ticket is $20 and it includes both dinner and a one-year membership. So I think that's really awesome as well. Well, it actually gets you the opportunity to serve as a voting member.
I see.
You help kind of make some decisions and guide and continue moving forward. It's a wonderful. They do so much with so little. I love that we have that in our community.
Yeah, it's a great little facility there in downtown Sulphur Springs. All right. Thanks for lots going on, but thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thanks for having me.
Emily Glass with Alliance Bank in Sulphur Springs. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.